We're very grateful, Swamiji, to have you with us tonight. I know you've had a very busy summer in America, and Swami is now on his way to Italy for a few months, and he'll be there until the first of the year and then returning to India. Not a whole lot of need to introduce Swamiji. The room, Swami, is full of hundreds of people who are your friends and who love you.
And I love this chapel as well as all of you. It's so beautiful to see these things up here.
I would like to just say one thing, though. I've known Swamiji for 30 years, and there's been a particular quality or an attribute of his that has stood out to me during that entire time. It's really what drew me to Ananda, and I've seen it as an aid, really a guiding light for all of us in all the years that we've been involved in this work. It's a quality that is absolutely necessary on the spiritual path. If you want to find God, if you want to know the truth, if you want to find meaning in this life. And Swami, for the past 61 years, has been a disciple of a great master. And I don't think anything more can be said. It says more than that about who he is and what he's offered us, because it's through his efforts, his guidance, his written words, his music, all sorts of different ways that he has expressed himself. He has constantly been a channel for God flowing through Paramahansa Yogananda and all that we have in our lives and all that guides us, all that we call Ananda, and the benefit that has gone out to tens of thousands of people has made us very grateful to have Swami in our life.
Thank you.